From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. A Genesis expert from the Faculty of Public Health Medicine and Nursing, Gajah Mada University, UGM, Gunadi, affirmed on Sunday that on this December 2020, the public are surprised by the emergence of a new variant of COVID-19 in the UK. In fact, of the number of cases in England, 50% is a new variant. Apart from the UK, this new variant has also been found in Ireland, France, the Netherlands, Denmark, Australia, Singapore, Hong Kong and Israel. Gunadi further pointed out that Indonesian people do not need to worry because so far no similar cases have been found in Indonesia. Moreover, the Indonesian government has provided support for the detection and examination of the new variant of COVID-19. PT Angkasa Pura I provides galleries of micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, in almost all airports. The company managed a total gallery area of 2,312 square meters and potentially involves 650 business people. President Director of Angkasa Pura I, Faik Fahmi, in an official statement on Sunday emphasized that PT Angkasa Pura is committed to increasing synergy and collaboration with MSMEs in a bid to empower and improve the community economy. He also explained that in providing MSMEs gallery facilities, PT Angkasa Pura I collaborated with local stakeholders such as regional government, association, art players, and family welfare empowerment activist groups. He added that the development of MSMEs through involvement of galleries at the airport is a part of the regional tourism development strategy initiated by PT Angkasa Pura I. To anticipate a rising COVID-19 cases tally, the Jakarta Health Agency is planning to add more COVID-19 referral hospital in Jakarta. Head of the agency's Disease Control and Prevention Unit, Dwi Octavia, said that the selected hospitals would have to make several preparations beforehand, such as designing a zoning system to separate COVID-19 patients from other patients. Aside from preparing new facilities, the selected hospitals also have to provide health workers specialized in providing care for COVID-19 patients. We emphasize that medical personnel appointed to treat infected patients are not allowed to treat other patients. Let's move on to the international news. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday signed into law a $2.3 trillion U.S. dollar pandemic aid and spending package, restoring unemployment benefits to millions of Americans and averting a partial federal government shutdown. Democrats are on board with $2,000 payments, but many Republicans have opposed it in the past. Many economists agreed to financial aid in the bill should be higher to get the economy moving again, but say that immediate support for Americans hit by coronavirus lockdown is still urgently needed. Unemployment benefits being paid out to about 14 million people through pandemic programs lapsed on Saturday, but will be restarted now that Trump has signed the bill. The package includes $1.4 trillion U.S. dollar in spending to fund government agencies. If President Trump had not signed the legislation, a partial government shutdown would have begun on Tuesday, that would have put millions of government workers' incomes at risk. Britain and Turkey are set to sign a free trade deal on Tuesday. The UK Trade Ministry said on Sunday that the first since Prime Minister Boris Johnson secured a new trade agreement with the European Union. The two nations will sign a deal that replicates the existing trading terms between Ankara and London, but British Trade Minister Liz Truss said that she was hopeful a bespoke deal between the countries could be struck soon. The deal is expected locks in tariff-free trading arrangement and will help support the trading relationship. It will provide certainty for thousands of jobs across the UK in the manufacturing, automotive and steel industries. Israel began its last coronavirus lockdown on Sunday as they ramped up vaccination to a pace Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said may allow an emergence from the pandemic by March. Since beginning vaccination a week before Sunday's European Union rollout, Israel's centralized health system has administered 280,000 shots, the world's fastest rate. The opening of 24/7 vaccination stations are under consideration. Netanyahu wants the daily rate doubled to 150,000 shots by next weekend. That could enable the vaccination of half of Israel's 9 million people by the end of January. The country has logged almost 400,000 COVID-19 cases and 3,210 deaths. South Africa's total coronavirus infections since the first case in March crossed a million on Sunday. The grim milestone comes 9 days after the country, the worst hit in Africa, reported 900,000 cases. The country had taken 2 weeks to reach 900,000 from 800,000 since early in December. Mediclinic International PLC, among the top three private hospital networks in the country, said on Sunday that a severe rise in cases had placed a very heavy strain on available healthcare resources, including staff, equipment, and beds to provide intensive treatment for seriously ill patients. Listener, that was the news. The number of COVID-19 cases that have spread in Indonesia since early March 2020 increases day by day. As of Sunday, the number of positive cases of the COVID-19 increased by more than 6,500 cases in a day. So that the total positive cases of COVID-19 in Indonesia reached more than 713,000. The recent increase in positive cases of COVID-19 is partly due to the family cluster, which began to appear in September 2020. This was said by a pulmonary specialist from the Faculty of Medicine, University of Indonesia, Dr. Anna Rosaliani, in Jakarta on Sunday. She reminded the public to be aware of the transmission of COVID-19 that occurs in the family cluster. So far, people have considered family as a safe place from COVID-19 transmission. In fact, according to Dr. Anna, the family environment also has the risk of transmitting COVID-19, especially if there are family members who are still working or doing outdoor activities and do not properly implement health protocols when outside or when returning home. She also stated that it was possible that family members could become super spreaders or carriers of the virus and could infect many other family members without realizing that they had been infected with the COVID-19 virus. Community activities due to economic factors and other reasons, such as boredom or prolonged stress due to staying at home for too long, cannot be avoided. People are getting bored at home. In addition, many of them still have to leave their homes because they need financial income to meet their daily needs. Restaurants, cinema, and tourism attraction have begun to open so that the economy can run, even with strict health protocols. Especially towards the end of the year's holidays, some people feel they need refreshment, and local governments and entertainment and tourism businesses need income to survive from the COVID-19 pandemic. It is a dilemma. On the one hand, people must get healthy and avoid the deadly virus by limiting social and economic movement. On the other hand, people also need income to survive. The increasing number of COVID-19 cases in Indonesia in the family cluster requires people to adhere to health protocols properly and be disciplined. Do not let someone come home with the virus and consider themselves healthy because they do not feel symptoms so that they eventually infect other family members. People compliance and discipline must be improved. It is not easy to do this because there are still many who ignore it and think that the COVID-19 virus does not exist. In addition to adhering to and being disciplined in health protocols, the public must also increase the body's immunity with a good diet or nutritional intake, sunbathing, and exercising. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, our segment today in history starts with the event on December 28, 1956, when Saman Hudi, hero of national movement, passed away. Saman Hudi, or often called K.I. Haji Saman Hudi, is the founder of Sarekat Dagang Islam, a mass organization in Indonesia, which was originally a forum for batik entrepreneurs in Surakarta. In the world of commerce, Saman Hudi felt the difference in treatment by the Dutch East Indies rulers between native traders who were predominantly Muslim and Chinese traders in 1905. Therefore, Saman Hudi felt that indigenous traders should have their own organization to defend their interests. In 1905, he founded Sarekat Dagang Islam to realize his dreams. On December 28, 1956, Saman Hudi passed away in Klaten, Central Java. He was awarded the title as Hero of the National Movement based on Presidential Decree No. 590 of 1961 on November 9, 1961. Next event is that in 1999, Saparmurat Niyazov was declared as president for life in Turkmenistan. Saparmurat Atayevich Nizayov was the first president of Turkmenistan since 1991 until his death in 2006. He first took power as first secretary of the Communist Party of Turkmenistan in 1985. After the Soviets collapsed, he remained in power with an iron fist. He forced his political opponents into exile, banned free media, and in 1999 appointed himself president for life. His photos and sculptures have been posted across the country. One of these is a golden statue that rotates to face the sun in Ashgabat. He changed the name January to his name. Its name is also given to the name of a port, farms, military units, even a meteorite. On December 21, 2006, he passed away and was replaced by Gurbanguly. The last event is that in 2014, Air Asia plane crashed. The Airbus A320 aircraft belonging to Indonesia Air Asia with flight number QZ8501 lost contact around the Java Sea near the Karimata Strait while flying from Surabaya to Singapore on December 28, 2014. With 555 passengers and 7 crew on board, on December 30, 2014, the wreckage of this plane was found floating on the Java Sea. A total of 162 people who died were found along with the discovery of the crashed plane debris. On December 1, 2015, almost a year exactly on the Air Asia QZ8501 tragedy, the National Transportation Safety Committee finally announced the final results of the investigation, which stated that the rudder travel limiter in the tail of the plane was damaged, and then the pilot responded with a fatal error. The continued miscommunication between the pilot and the co-pilot caused the plane to crash. Listener, that was today in history.
Sini ku rasakan pengorbanan yang kau jalani, walaupun terasa perih kau bertahan. Teringat di kala itu ku
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Former Indonesian Vice President M. Yusuf Kalla invited the government of Afghanistan to strengthen trade cooperation with Indonesia, including offering to develop energy infrastructure. This was conveyed by Yusuf Kalla when meeting with the Minister of Industry and Trade of Afghanistan, Nisar Ahmad Goryani, at the Afghan Presidential's Palace Char, China Palace in Kabul on Thursday, December 24 local time. Yusuf Kalla, who is also the chairman of the Indonesian Mosque Council, said that the various plans for cooperation could be followed up by making a memorandum of understanding between the ambassadors of the two countries. Yusuf Kalla also promised to bring together the ambassador of Afghanistan to Indonesia with the Minister of Trade M. Lutfi in the near future. In addition to trade cooperation, Yusuf Kalla invited the Afghan government to send students to Indonesia to learn about energy and the Sharia economy. According to Yusuf Kalla, besides learning about moderate Islam, the two countries also collaborated in the field of general education. However, according to Yusuf Kalla, the various plans for cooperation could become easier if the peace process in Afghanistan could be realized. Therefore, Yusuf Kalla hopes that the violent conflict in Afghanistan can be ended as soon as possible. Meanwhile, the Minister of Industry and Trade of Afghanistan, Nisar Ahmad Goryani, said that his country has business potential that can be worked on by investors from Indonesia, one of which is developing the energy industry, which is currently still limited in number in Afghanistan. Therefore, he hopes that the cooperation between the two countries can be implemented. In line with Yusuf Kalla, Nisar Ahmad admitted that the various plans for cooperation in the trade and investment sector could not be realized if peace in Afghanistan had not been created. That was My Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Yakinkan cinta untukku, walau cemburu merayu, selalu menginginmu hingga cinta jadi candu dan buatku terus memburu dirimu. Mati cinta sendiri dulu, membiarkan aksara asmara bercanda padaku. Kamu belum seutuhnya coba cintaku, walau harus masih ku tunggu dirimu menikah.
merayumu, akulah bahagiamu. Kau pun sudah tahu itu cintaku. Cepat sudah kau tinggalkan dia.
Ku nikmati cinta sendiri dulu, walau harus pahit ku telan sakitku.
Dari Wasafis, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now will present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. Listener, I'm going to introduce you Karang Bolong Beach in Kebumen, Central Java. This is one of the most popular tourism attractions in the region of Central Java. Because this coastal area has a unique beach panorama with hollow coral rocks inside. In addition, Karang Bolong Beach has mixed black sand. Some are soft and coarse. The beach sand is white enough to cover the edge of the beach so that the contours of this beach are sloping. The coastal boundary is in the form of hills and unique rocks, making the beauty even more charming. There are also many other exciting activities that visitors can do while at the beach. One of them is cycling and fishing. At the beach, there is also a cave which is famous for its swallow nest. The cave is Goa Karang Bolong, which is located on the east side of the beach. This cave is spacey with 30 meters long and 10 meters wide. There is a special ritual that needs to be conducted when swallow nests are to be harvested. Karang Bolong Beach is precisely located in Karang Bolong Village, Wayan District, Kebumen Regency, Central Java Province. Visitors who start their journey from Yogyakarta City can follow Dandel Street until they find a direction to Suwuk Beach. Then they follow this road to Karang Bolong Square. From the square, they continue the journey following the road and then take the right lane when they find a T-junction. Follow this road until they find the location of Karang Bolong Beach. The ticket price for entering Karang Bolong Beach is only 5,000 rupiahs. Then the parking fee for motorbikes is 5,000 rupiahs and for cars is 10,000 rupiahs. This beach facility is also quite complete, starting from parking lots, food stalls,
gazebos for resting, bathrooms, until places to worship. Well, listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Jatuh cinta
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio. We introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is tidak enak badan, which means I am not well. Listen to this conversation about tidak enak badan, which means I am not well. Kevin asks Rama to take him to the clinic because he feels unwell.
Ada apa, Kevin?
Aku merasa tidak enak badan.
Wajahmu pucat sekali, Kevin.
Sepertinya aku demam. Tolong antar aku ke klinik, Rama.
Baik, aku akan mengantar kamu ke klinik terdekat, Kevin.
Terima kasih, Rama.
Now I'm going to introduce some vocabularies and expressions related to the topic today. I'm going to say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Pucat, which means pale. Pucat, which means pale. Demam, which means fever. Demam, which means fever. Ada apa? Which means, what's wrong? Or, what happened? Ada apa? Which means, what's wrong? Or, what happened? Aku merasa tidak enak badan. Which means, I feel unwell. Or, I am not feeling well. Aku merasa tidak enak badan. Which means, I feel unwell, or I am not feeling well. Wajahmu pucat sekali. Which means, you look so pale. Wajahmu pucat sekali. Which means, you look so pale. Sepertinya aku demam. Which means, I feel cold. Sepertinya aku demam, which means I feel cold. Tolong antar aku ke klinik, which means please take me to the clinic. Tolong antar aku ke klinik, which means please take me to the clinic. In the dialogue, Kevin feels unwell. Tidak enak badan is an expression for the condition or state when someone feels uncomfortable or sick. Kevin asks Rama to take him to the clinic to see a doctor. Kevin says the word tolong as an expression of the beginning of the sentence. Tolong antar aku ke klinik, Rama. Or tolong temani aku ke klinik, which means, please take me to the clinic. Rama responds by saying, baik, aku akan mengantar kamu ke klinik terdekat, Kevin. Which means, okay, I'll take you to the nearest clinic. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ada apa, Kevin?
Aku merasa tidak enak badan.
Wajahmu pucat sekali, Kevin.
Sepertinya aku demam. Tolong antar aku ke klinik, Rama.
Baik, aku akan mengantar kamu ke klinik terdekat, Kevin.
Terima kasih, Rama.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa!
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in today's music corner, I will present a keroncong song entitled Kenangan di Desa, sung by Ratna Listy. The song Kenangan di Desa tells a story of the beauty and peacefulness at the village. There is a river flowing with its clear water, rice fields,
and yellowing rice. It is a beautiful scenery that cannot be forgotten. Wherever you go to wander, all memories at the village will always be present to treat your longing. The song Kenangan di Desa has cheerful rhythm, although it tells about homesickness. Listener, let's listen to Ratna Listy with the song Kenangan di Desa. Enjoy the song.
Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safiri Adela. See you on the next English program.